AircheckDownloads.com.
You're listening to the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown for the year 1988. I'm Scott Shannon. Coming up this hour, we'll talk to Debbie Gibson and George Michael, and we'll play you the number one smash hit of the year. The countdown continues with the song that comes in at number 10 for the year. It hit number one on the countdown back in March. It was also the best-selling single in all of Europe for the year 1987. Number 10 on Rockin' America for the entire year of 1988, Rick Astley and Never Gonna Give You Up.
We're no strangers to love. Never gonna give you up.
That's Rick Astley and Never Gonna Give You Up. The song that comes in at number 10 for the entire year of 1988. I'm Scott Shannon. This is the Rockin' America Year-End Countdown. And the song that shows up at number 9 comes from a young lady who had a great year. She was graduated from Calhoun High School in Long Island, New York, then toured the U.S. Her first LP had 4 hits on the Rockin' America chart. So, what is Debbie Gibson going to do for 1989? How about a brand new album?
The whole album, it's got a lot of variety. There are two real, dance songs on it. There are a couple of, just very straightforward pop along the lines of the song Out of the Blue. The guys in the band are on a couple of tracks, and the musicians that we use on Out of the Blue. And the first single is called Lost in Your Eyes, and it's a ballad. I did it all summer on tour, and it's, mainly like a piano vocal type ballad. It's a love song.
Now, the first single from Debbie's new album will be out in a couple of days. In the meantime, Debbie shows up on our year-end countdown at number 9. Here's Debbie and Foolish Beat. That's Debbie Gibson and Foolish Beat, the song that comes in at number 9 on the Rockin' America Year-End Top 30 Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon. Coming up, we'll talk to George Michael, and we'll hear the top 8 songs in the USA for 1988.
I can't wait until the weekend. It's the best time of the week.
This is the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown of the biggest hits of the year 1988. I'm Scott Shannon. Next up, a young lady who says when she isn't making records, she likes to talk on the phone, watch cartoons, eat pizza with her friends, and hang out at McDonald's. She's also had her picture on 5 million boxes of Cocoa Puffs this year. At number 8 on the Top 30 Countdown for 1988, here's Tiffany and Could've Been.
The flowers you gave me.
Now there's a happy teenager from Norwalk, California. That's Tiffany and Could Have Been, the song that's at number 8 for 1988 on the Rockin' America Year-End Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon. Next up, a hit that comes off an album that gave us these great songs.
1, 2, 3, 4, go for me, been taken at me 5, 6, 7 times. 8, 9, 10, 11, I'm just gonna keep on counting until you are mine. Rhythm is gonna get you, rhythm is gonna get you, rhythm is gonna get you. Rhythm is gonna get you tonight, but I can't stay away.
From the album Let It Loose, that's 1, 2, 3, The Rhythm Is Gonna Get You, and Can't Stay Away From You. The biggest hit from that album is at number 7 on our year-end countdown. Here's Gloria Estefan in the Miami Sound Machine with Anything For You. That's the number 7 song in the USA for the entire year of 1988. Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine with Anything For You. You're listening to the most popular songs from the past 12 months on the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown for 1988. I'm Scott Shannon. One of the most successful albums of this or any other year has to be George Michael's Faith LP. His first solo effort has sold over 16 million copies around the world. And his American tour sold out in a matter of hours. All the money and all the fame might make a lot of people crazy, but not George Michael.
The actual way that I think I've stayed sane through it is just because I have very, very good people around me, very close people. I still have my 3 best friends are still the people that I grew up with. I still see them all the time. I'm very close to my family. and the people in my life are the most important thing in my life. You know, they're more important than career, or they're more important than money. Definitely, I mean, money is way down on the list for me. I just think that's it. I think I've got people around me that I can really trust.
It seems like George Michael has it all going the right way. And in February and March of 1988, this song was on the top of the chart for four straight weeks. It comes in at number six on the year-end countdown. Here's George Michael and Father Figure. That's the sixth biggest song from 1988, Father Figure by George Michael. I'm Scott Shannon. We'll continue with our countdown of the biggest hits of the year. Coming up, Cheap Trick and Michael Jackson on Rockin' America.
I'm gonna make it happen.
I'm Scott Shannon. Now there's one group that made a great comeback in 1988. They hadn't had a big hit since 1979. Maybe you remember it. That's Cheap Trick and their last top 10 hit, I Want You to Want Me, from 1979. Right after that song, the band lost bass player Tom Petersen and a lot of their popularity. Now in late 1987, Tom returned to Cheap Trick, and they finished an album that produced a smash hit that's at number five for the year 1988. Here's Cheap Trick and The Flame.
Another night slowly closes in.
From the LP, Lap of Luxury, that's Cheap Trick and The Flame. Coming in at number five on the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown for 1988. I'm Scott Shannon, reliving the biggest hits of the past year. Michael Jackson is upset with himself. It seems that his Bad LP has only sold about half as many copies as his Thriller album. Imagine, he's only managed to sell about 20 million copies. One of the songs off that record spent 3 weeks at number one, and it checks in at number four for the year. Here's Michael Jackson and the Man in the Mirror.
Gonna make a change.
That's Michael Jackson and Man in the Mirror, the fourth most popular song in America for 1988. I'm Scott Shannon. I'll be right back with a blast from the past and the top three songs of the year when Rockin' America continues.
This is Dusty Lenskamp.
I'm Scott Shannon. This is Rockin' America. Now we're counting down the top 30 hits from the year 1988, and we're already up to the song that's at number three. Rick Astley, Richard Marx, and Def Leppard all had two hits on the show, and they thought they were hot stuff. But nobody beats out the guy at number three. He had one song at number 15, Monkey, a song at number six, Father Figure, and now his third big hit. It's also the third biggest song of 1988. Here's George Michael and One More Try. That's the third biggest hit in the USA for the year 1988. One More Try from George Michael, and that makes it three hits on the top 30 countdown for the year. Congratulations, George. I'm Scott Shannon. This is Rockin' America. We're playing the 30 biggest hits of 1988 and one from 1967. One of the most dynamic voices in rock and roll, Mr. Stevie Winwood from the Spencer Davis Group, and a hit from 1967, Gimme Some Lovin'. Stevie is back on top of the charts again in 1988. His new LP, Roll With It, produced the second most popular song of the year. Here's Stevie Winwood with a title cut from that LP, Roll With It. Believe it or not, that guy is celebrating his 25th year in rock and roll. That's Stevie Winwood and Roll With It, the second most popular song of the year for 1988. By the way, we should say congratulations to Stevie and his wife, Eugenia. They just had a little baby daughter named Elizabeth Dawn Winwood on December the 1st. I'm Scott Shannon, right around the corner, the number one smash hit for the year 1988. It's coming up on Rockin' America.
Rockin' America, top 30 countdown with Scott Shannon.
Welcome back to the final chapter of the Rockin' America top 30 countdown for 1988. I'm Scott Shannon, and we're finally at number one. The biggest hit from 1988 comes from a man who first hit the charts in 1976 with this song. Hey, that song is Love Really Hurts Without You by Billy Ocean. Now it hit number 22 on the charts back in 1976. Since then, Billy Ocean has had 7 top 10 hits, including the song that comes in at the very top of the Rockin' America chart for 1988. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one song of the year, Billy Ocean, and Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car. There you have it, Billy Ocean and Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car. The most popular song for 1988. And that just about wraps up another Rockin' America radio show. Be sure to join us next week as we count down the top 30 hits for the first week of the new year on Rockin' America. I'm Scott Shannon. Thank you for listening. Our Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown is based on radio airplay from the more than 240 contemporary radio stations across the USA, as reported to Radio and Records, the industry's newspaper. Rockin' America is a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Network's Norm Battis, executive producer. Produced by Michael Scott Shedden, David D. Fox, and Michael Opelka. In Los Angeles by Ron Harris, Dave Kephart, and Steve Lungo. We'll be right here next week, same time, same station, counting down the 30 biggest hits in the USA on Rockin' America. Until then, this is your pronouncer saying, bye, buckaroos.
Scott Shannon's Rockin' America, Top 30 Countdown.
AirCheckDownloads.com.